I'd like to read in Revelation of the Revelation, in the Holiest of the Holies, the Last Testament. And thanks God for letting me know that there was good sound. Okay, so Tablet 21. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Revelation 10:7. The mystery of God will be finished with the sound of the trumpet of the seventh angel, which will come after this intellectual boost to bring to humanity the truth of the realities of this universe and spiritual world. So is the voice of the seventh angel. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Revelation 10:8. The voice said, Take the little book and find out for yourself how it works on you. Also, the book is open, which means all can have access to it and can try it. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it, and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. Revelation 10:9. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, but as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Revelation 10:10. That is how blind intellectual knowledge, or the knowledge of the world, is. In the beginning, when an intellectual starts to gain this knowledge, it is sweet and interesting. But when he goes deeper inside and reaches a higher understanding, he becomes even more confused and drier than before. He becomes lost in so many theories and concepts that he loses his common sense. The knowledge which he had gained becomes a bitter burden on him. This is also the quality of Maya. It tastes good in the beginning, but brings bitterness later. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples, and nations, and tongues, and kings. Revelation 10:11. John will be reincarnated again and again to warn the people and tell them what these revelations mean, and to make them understand that intellect is not everything. There are many more beautiful things beyond intellect. Chapter 11. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. Revelation 11:1. However, John, who had been taken to the state of pure consciousness, intuitional knowledge, was allowed to understand the reality of the highest spiritual truth and be able to measure its depth. He was permitted to experience the temple of God universe and understand about the altar, father, nucleus of the universe. But the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Revelation 11:2. But the understanding of the physical elements in the manifested world without the temple leave to the Gentiles, intellectuals. Those who are lost and take this material life as the only reality, or those who try to understand everything through measuring this material world, Gentiles, will stay in this illusion for 42 months, which is equal with 3 1/2 years. Each year is a symbol for 1,000 years, so they will be lost in this dry intellect for 3,500 years. And I will give power unto my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Revelation 11:3. These two prophets would bring the word of God for 1,260 days, which is 3 1/2 years, 40 2 months. Again, we believe that each year is symbolic of 1,000 years, then these prophets will come again and again for 3,500 years and try to bring to humanity the teachings that will guide them toward the goal of life. They would try to make humans understand that the intuitive knowledge, knowledge of God, is superior to intellect. The phrase clothed in sackcloth means that they come in a humbling manner. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth, Revelation 11:4. These two prophets are like candlesticks that stand before the God of the earth, and they have been sent to prophecy, bring the truth again and again into the world, and perfect the previous teachings with the new revelations. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Revelation 11:5. From the mouths of these prophets the truth will be revealed to burn all superstitions and oppositions of their enemies. And if the people hurt the prophets, they will create very bad karma, very bad sin, and they will be killed, or they will be badly judged for having done that bad action. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Revelation 11:6. They have power to shut the understanding of the reality behind this universe and reign. Truth will not come to the minds of the lost people. The consciousness of the people will not comprehend their prophecies. Power over waters to turn them to blood means that the consciousness of the people will be turned into bloody consciousness, and they will hate these prophets. Also, they can bring disasters to the earth as often as they want. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war with them, and shall overcome them and kill them. Revelation 11:7. Each time that the prophets bring their teachings to humanity and finish their work after they leave the earth, the desires and attachments to Maya or the external world, the beast, will kill them, their teachings, and will overcome the understanding of their teachings, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Revelation 11:8. And their dead bodies means the dead teachings of them. That is, the real teachings will be forgotten and misinterpreted as dogmas, and what remains will be kept as truth. Their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, earth. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. Revelation 11, verse 9. And people will not put away these dead concepts and beliefs. They will cleave unto them as truth. If they put their dead bodies away, they would be prepared to receive the next messenger of God. But because of their wrong beliefs, they do not receive the new prophets. However, this should have been done in the last 3,500 years, until the time of the explanation of all truths and their significances. It is now time that these dead bodies should be put away, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. Revelation 11:10. Whenever these two prophets came, their true teachings tormented the people who were following their own false egos and the false teachings, dead bodies. The prophets told them they should give up their egoistical pursuance, should follow the truth, and be selfless and humble. These things they cannot do because it requires giving up the false ego. Giving up the false ego is a very hard thing to do for those who have not. After 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Revelation 11:11. However, after a short period of time, these prophets will bring the truth back to humanity. Again, truth will bring fear to those who see its power. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Revelation 11:12. After they finish completing the prophecies, they will leave the earth and go to heaven. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. Revelation 11:13. After the prophecies are finished, the tribulation reaches its peak, and people start coming back to God and start searching for everlasting happiness, or each time some more people will be saved from Maya the dragon. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. Revelation 11:14. The seventh angel, or the third woe, is going to come to humanity after all these things happen. After these prophets and all the intellectuals and all the intellectual understandings have come, and then after these two prophets finish their prophecies and the people hate and kill their revelations, then the seventh angel will sound. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 11:15. When those two prophets finish their work, the seventh angel will sound his trumpet. The truth will come to this world, and the kingdom of heaven will be established on earth. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, Revelation 11:16, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned, Revelation 11:17. With the sound of the seventh angel, the kingdom of the earth will be the kingdom of God, and all the universe will glorify God because he has undertaken such a beautiful plan to bring humanity to understand the reality behind this universe through showing the history and revealing the reality of this creation. He has taken humanity through an elaborate evolutionary process to the point where he has made humanity so powerless. God then took the human through history to this point where he is completely confused and does not know what is the purpose of his life. With all these things, when the seventh angel reveals the truth, humanity will suddenly wake up and start to understand. The saints, with his grace, will start to become active. They will take over the earth and guide humanity and the whole universe to its purpose, pure consciousness. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come in the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Revelation 11:18. Those who lag behind in the process of understanding the reality behind this universe, that this world has been created for growth in the spiritual path and use this earth for their own selfish desires, will be very angry and will start fighting. But the power of God is much mightier than these people, and they will be judged and given punishment. It is the time of reward for the prophets and saints who will be reincarnated. They will gain the reward of going through all this tribulation, and those who destroyed the earth will be destroyed. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Revelation 11:19. The truth behind God's covenant and his chosen people will be revealed. These chosen people are the ones who have been reincarnated again and again in many different parts of the world. They obtained the light, stayed with the light, and followed the light, and they fight for bringing the righteousness and establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth. Only these people are the elected ones, or the paravipras. These are the true children of Israel. God never fails in his promise covenant to these people, and these people never fail in their promise covenant to God. They stayed with their promise in any incarnation. They furthered the kingdom of heaven more and more. But after the seventh angel sounds his trumpet or brings the truth, the real time for judgment will occur. It will be the end of this age, which started 12,000 years ago, to make humanity understand that the only way is the way of the Spirit, the way of God, the realization of his truth, not the selfish desires of humanity. The selfish desires of humanity will bring destruction of the self and others. Have a good God night, everybody. Salam.